It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about what it means to be triumphant at a deeper level. It's fair to say probably that I started my spiritual journey very naively. I would think good things happen to good people, and all I needed was my heart and my intentions in the right place, and all would be well. And if not, I would just pray about it. You know, it was almost like being good was my way of preventing serious trials. But it was like I had the mindset, as Paul describes in 1 Corinthians 3, where I was drinking spiritual milk versus the solids. But while studying in Corinthians, I've realized Paul is a perfect example on how to be triumphant over our trials. And I've learned three key things from him. So first, it was his attitude. You know, Paul didn't run from his trials. He didn't become bitter. He instead embraced them, even though they were unpleasant. He knew them to be purposeful. Number two, he rose above his trials to bear fruit. As I'm reading in Corinthians, he had all types of challenges, yet he still put a church there. So he pressed beyond his adversity to bear fruit. Finally, number three, during his trials, while he sought comfort from God, it wasn't as much to comfort himself, but it was so that he could be a comforter to others. So what I see is when we can press beyond our own pain to bear fruit and bring comfort to others, we are triumphant in every sense of the word. The scripture today is Mark 8:35. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will find true life. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.